Welcome to Cover 2, presented by AAA. Scott Kegley and Taylor Price here at Candlestick Park. And Taylor, the 49ers' five-game winning streak comes to an end. They fall to the Carolina Panthers, who also improved to 6-3 now, the same record as the 49ers, but after a 10-9 win over the Niners here in San Francisco.
Scott, it was a physical game. A lot of injuries in this one. Vernon Davis, Eric Reed both suffered concussions. Jim Harbaugh talked about how the injuries at tight end really impacted this game. Garrett Celek as well went down with a hamstring injury. The 49ers do a lot of work out of tight end double sets, and they weren't able to establish that power running game. Frank Gore had some big carries in this game, but the passing attack gave up 6 sacks. Colin Kaepernick just 46 net passing yards on the day. Couldn't rally the team in the fourth quarter there when Carolina took the lead, and it was all because of these injuries. Really, the physicalness of this game took a toll.
Yeah, the rookie tight end, Vance McDonald, really had to step up in the second half, and you kind of wonder, is he going to have to start doing more of that long term? How long is Vernon going to be out? Of course, Garrett, as you mentioned, also out. It's tough to play through some of those injuries, and they had a few injuries on the defensive side of the ball.
The bright side is there have been some reinforcements here with the 49ers. Mario Manningham, first game back, led the team with receiving yards. He'd like to have more plays out there. Anquan Boldin as well talked about it was an uncharacteristic performance. Execution, you know, a lot of teams point to that after they lose games, and this was the 49ers' opportunity to keep 6 in a row at home and stay in front of this NFC West race, and they didn't able to keep up with Seattle this week. But another game in New Orleans, a big important NFC battle. The 49ers want to play for those playoff seedings, and they have a chance to win one on the road and make everything right. Jim Harbaugh talked about it, bouncing back, do what this team does, and they're not going to sour on this one. They're going to keep fighting.
Yeah, the 49ers' defense always holds themselves to a very high standard. Patrick Willis said one of the goals, their goal every week really, to hold teams under 17. They did that today, but they're going to have some tough tests, as you mentioned, and some opportunities to prove themselves once again going on the road against one of the best teams in the NFC in the New Orleans Saints.
The Saints are definitely one team to account for, and the 49ers will be studying up, getting ready to go for that game. You never know if Eric Wright might have some defensive help. Alden Smith just played earlier, you know, got a handful of snaps. How much more does he get to play this game and get some pressure on Drew Brees? All that remains to be seen, and we'll be watching it and tracking it closely for the next game.
Yeah, last week was certainly an eventful week, and the same is probably going to be said for this week. Lots of news coming out. Stay tuned to 49ers.com. This has been Cover 2, presented by AAA. Scott Kegley, Taylor Price, 49ers.com.